We turn now to faith-based media. Today is the last day of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Orlando, Florida. The event draws not only thousands of conservative Christians, but also Republican presidential hopefuls. Four of them have visited the convention. And to give us a taste of the event, we're with John Roos, and he's with the Inspiration Network based in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been coming to this event for a number of years. What's different this time around?
I think people have recognized the importance of this marketplace. It is a large group of people. The religious broadcasters in general do speak to and speak for a large number of people. And I think what's happened certainly over the last presidential elections is a recognition of the power of this marketplace. And I think the reason that people have visited it is they recognize that they have to have the support of this group if they're going to be elected, at least within this faith-based community.
Now, four Republican hopefuls came in and met with people there: Mitt Romney, John McCain, Sam Brownback, and Duncan Hunter. Out of those four, which one do you like?
I think everybody is sort of torn in a couple of directions. One is that a number of people are cautious simply because there's still this uneasy alliance between faith and politics. The question of electability is important. The question of credibility is important. But I don't personally get a sense of any one person rising to the top. I think it's still too early in the game for that.
Well, is there something you specifically need to hear from someone like John McCain?
I think what we need to hear from McCain, as well as others, are their stands on the issues and their commitment levels. I mean, this is a group of people, particularly at this convention, and the people for whom we speak, who are concerned about things like morality, values, particularly with regard to their faith, with regard to their families. And I think there are a number of issues. Certainly the stand that McCain took about Roe v. Wade is an important one. And I know there was a great deal of buzz throughout the convention yesterday. McCain made some statements about his policy about that.
He says he wants the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Right.
And you were happy to hear him say that?
Well, there are a lot of people who were very happy. I mean, that's obviously a subject of great interest to this marketplace because it's a quintessential issue in terms of whether or not you're in favor of values and integrity or you're really in favor of more expediency. And I think this is a marketplace that believes in the sanctity of life, and that's a very important thing. We all know the political ramifications of why this is an important issue.
But what about McCain's position on same-sex marriage? He has said he wants to leave it up to the states.
I think everybody has got issues. Obviously, Governor Romney has some issues that a lot of people really like what he says and like what he stands for. But, you know, there are still some concerns about, you know, his background.
Him being Mormon, is that the concern?
That's one of the concerns. So I think what a lot of people are doing is checking everybody out, getting a sense. And that's one of the good things about them being here at this convention is people have had a chance to meet them in person, to scope them out, to get a sense of, you know, eyeball to eyeball, and how convincing these people are, how truthful they are, what their integrity level is all about. And I think it's very wise of them to come here and meet with religious broadcasters and other people in this community.
John Roos of the Inspiration Network, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.